You're with Eon, keeping you company on E-Radio.
It is time to chat to South Africa's new weatherman sensation, the man with lots of energy and very witty, but he knows what he's talking about. In fact, I'm going to play the weather jingle just for you, Jandre. There we go. How's it going, man?
How's it? I'm all good.
Lekker. How's life in Gauteng today?
Oh, it's a wonderful day. Eh? We got a bit of clouds eventually. So as soon as we see a bit of cloud in winter, people go into a panic. They actually love it.
Yeah, give us a weather forecast.
No, weather just forecast for today.
It's a bit late.
Oh.
Listen, Jandre, let's start at the beginning. Where are you from? Where did your passion for weather come from? Is it as a kid or is it only recently?
You know what? It started as a child. As soon as it would rain, I would run out to the pavements outside of the house and actually go save the water. You know, any rain that was blocked in a drain, I would go open the drain and just like save the water and feel like I've done something.
Ah, nice. Yeah. And then it just developed into a hobby, or are you doing it as an actual job? Is it your day job as well?
No, it's not my day job. It's my hobby. It's my passion. It's my life.
Okay, so you obviously, I've seen that you have quite a few gadgets. So you use these gadgets to look at the weather forecast. Tell us about your gadgets. What have you got?
Well, I've got weather stations on my house. I've got the weather drones. I've got FPV drones to go up into different storms. I love flying these drones right into the storms to get the best imaging, the best videos, so people can actually see what the storms look like from above, because people only see it from the ground.
Exactly. And it's so spectacular when you look at it from above, right?
Yeah, you see it on a total different level. People start learning about cloud formations, the cloud rolls and all that.
And you, tell me about your storm chasing experiences. Have you ever been in a storm chasing experience?
Of course I have. We have a lot around the Highveld in summertime, November.
Yeah.
But it's just getting as close to the lightning as possible that's risky. You want that shot and you take every risk to get it, eh?
And what was your scariest experience during storm chasing?
Well, that's most definitely lightning striking next to your camera.
What did that happen to you?
Yeah, it's about 2 meters from me, the lightning got to me because of the tripod. So, I mean, from that day, I just decided to stay 3 meters from the lightning, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? I love watching, as I said to you just yesterday, I love watching storm chasing documentaries, even storm chasing movies. I follow quite a few storm chasers on social media. Just love the way, you know, they're so brave and the footage that they capture, it's incredible. But for storm chasing, I'm just wondering, have you ever seen a real-life tornado?
Look, in South Africa, we call them funnel clouds. As soon as they touch the ground, they're a tornado, but not as yet. We're hoping to get some in November. We'll see what weather comes in, but we're trying to give the people some kind of storm chasing experience in November and December, so we will be documenting that as well.
You've been very active on Facebook, and you've got, it looks like, quite a few of these weather groups, which is really, really cool. You have lots and lots of people on there. Did you start them?
No. I was actually invited to Weather Today South Africa because of all the storm chasing that I do and the photos and that. Then I did start my own group, but the main group that made it all happen was Weather Today SA.
Okay.
And not to forget to mention, my mentor in all this is Mitchell Kroch. He's the weather fundi.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar. I've definitely seen that somewhere. Now, when you recently only started your video weather forecasts, what led to that? What kind of inspired you to do that? You're just feeling creative?
Yeah, look, yeah, I've been looking at a lot of weather reports and I watch the news, I see the weather reports in pictures and that, but no one's really interacting to actually give the weather in the way of a funnier side in life. Give it a bit of taste in life. The weather is so boring in South Africa.
It is.
Let's give it some taste.
It is, yeah, like, so minimum 7, maximum 19 tomorrow. It's so boring.
Yeah, but then give it some taste.
Weather has been really boring, I must tell you. Even my own weather reports, I'm admitting it now, even my own weather reports have been very, very vanilla. But you came along, and wow, what a twist.
Yeah, crazy weather, man. Look, when it comes to weather, I'm a fanatic. Yeah. You'll still see some videos coming along where I'm running into storms. I actually go down on my knees. I scream up at the clouds. I'm like, what's going on here?
I can't wait for those. Listen, it's so nice to talk to somebody. I actually saw to talk to somebody who's so passionate about weather. I actually saw a post of yours a couple of months ago, I think, and I thought, wow, this guy, just the way you were writing it, I was like, wow, this guy is so passionate about weather. It kind of reminds me of myself when I was a kid and running outside to see the lightning and that stuff, and then people laugh at you, but you're just being passionate about it and enthusiastic. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, of course. You should see my family around this. Sometimes they ask me, do you choose us or the weather? You know, whenever my kids and wife don't see weather the same way anymore. As soon as there's a storm, they know that I'm going to disappear for a couple of hours.
But listen, I actually wanted to talk to you. I wish we had this conversation during that massive cold front that we recently had here over the Western Cape. Man, yes. We were seeing some hectic winds here. Do you think we'll ever see one like that again this year?
There might be a chance. Look, a lot of the weather gets affected over the sea, so depends what's happening over the sea. So let's see what happens. But like I said, weather, like I explained to people, weather is a gamble. You can have weather tonight, and tomorrow the winds can change, a high pressure zone can move, and you'll have totally different weather. That's why the weather is not accurate these days. It depends on the weatherman's gamble. So the better the weatherman takes his gamble, the better his chances are going to be with predicting the weather.
Sure. You really make weather so exciting. So everybody's looking forward to your weather forecasts at night. If we haven't seen it yet, where can our listeners find them, and what time do you usually post them?
They all get posted at about 10 past 4 every afternoon on Severe Weather Alerts on Facebook and on Weather Today on Facebook.
Okay. And then, there's a lot of interaction. You're getting good feedback, Jean-André?
The last few days, definitely. There are comments there that are like, South Africa needs this right now, you know, a little bit of comedy in the weather. All my fans are mostly above 50.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's interesting to know. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to get some fan mail.
The young crowd.
That's nice.
All the aunties. Oh, it's a beautiful show.
Beautiful show. Well, yes, we should give you your own show. But also, I've been meaning to ask you, where do you get all that energy, or is that just the way you are?
I've got ADD.
Okay, so, well, that's interesting.
It stuck with me. Yeah, it stuck with me through adulthood, and it's done a lot of good for me in my life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A lot of people look down at it. I see it as a plus.
No, it's definitely a plus for you. You're rocking it, hey? You're rocking it. Let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I was going to ask you, what are you having for breakfast? Because I want the same.
Actually, you know what? I don't actually eat breakfast.
Oh, wow.
I know it's bad, but I only eat at lunchtime.
Okay.
And then at night again. And then I eat at 1 in the morning, then 3 in the morning, then 4 in the morning.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. And then lastly, I've obviously been stalking you a bit and doing a bit of research. Tell me, you also like to sing, hey?
You've been looking at that, huh?
Yeah, because
picking up old elephants out of the closet, yeah.
But wow, it was on social media, so. But yeah,
of course.
No, I have to do my research. But yeah, you can sing.
Yeah, look, I've got a versatile selection of hobbies. I mastered none. I can do everything, but haven't mastered any of them besides the weather.
Now, I think you're mastering this weather thing, eh? Yeah, I think you're mastering this weather thing. Definitely. Oh,
but you know what it's about. Mm. I just want to give the weather to people in a brighter way in life. You know, people need to cheer up. People want to have a bit of a laugh. You know, give it out there with a bit of a characteristic.
Yeah. And that's a real, is that actually you, or do you sort of climb into a character when you do the weather?
No, it's actually me. That's the sad thing.
but you also mentioned in one of your videos that when the weather's really good, you're going to get all excited, and when the weather is really bad, you're going to be like in a bad mood or just kind of a sad mood. So yeah, you're kind of adjusting.
My moods go to the weather. It's actually weird. Look, yeah, as soon as the storms start rolling in, you're going to see a crazy genre, I can tell you that.
I'm sure.
The excitement, the adrenaline rush. Yeah. But if it's a very boring weather day, I'm just like going to give it to you straight. It's a day.
Yeah.
Carry on with your life. There's no reason to get excited today.
I totally get that. And then, Jandre, you're also in the drone business, which is incredible because that really helps you a lot with your weather as well.
Yes, it did give me a boost in the weather, having the right equipment.
Exactly.
So I do have a company called Unique Drones that supplies drones to security companies, photographers, and all that. So that's where the weather photography also came from.
Okay. Yeah, and listen, you've got some amazing photos on social media, and you actually the photographer. I mean, that's incredible. And just steering that little drone up there and getting those pictures, it's phenomenal. We must definitely share that on social media as well.
No, definitely. A lot of the good reasons for getting those shots is taking the risks. A lot of people, you're taking a 40,000 rand drone up and you have no chance of getting it back. So luckily I've got 10 of them.
Sure.
Because I own the agency. So if I lose one, it's okay. At least I got the shot.
Sure. Yeah, you hope he's coming back with that shot.
But no, you still bite all your nails.
But I'd love to go storm chasing with you one day. Maybe one day.
You will enjoy it. You will so enjoy it.
Yeah, that must be incredible. I mean, walking up to a massive thunderstorm in the Highveld. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
That would be so cool.
Oh, definitely. But, yeah, you're going to be entitled to a beautiful documentary at the end of December of what happened
in South Africa
with the storm chasing.
Are you making a documentary?
Of course. November and December, we're going to be doing a documentary of storm chasing.
Oh, nice. I can't wait.
Yes, our own South African one.
Is it going to be on YouTube and all that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you must keep us posted, man.
We'll do.
Lekker. And is it true, just lastly, is it true that you're doing the 7 a.m. weather now on E-Radio starting tomorrow? Or is that just a rumor?
Well, I can tell you it's going to be very lekker weather reports.
So is it true?
So you know what? Everyone can get ready, expect the weather with a bit of taste for life, and it's going to be good, Brewski.
So that's from tomorrow at 7 o'clock on E-Radio. You're going to be the weatherman.
That's it. And I'm so happy to have that opportunity with you.
Yeah, man. So it is true. I'm glad. Thank you.
Yes, it's true.
Thank you for confirming it. We're looking forward to your video forecast. It's almost time for you to upload it or to make it. Not sure how you do it.
Yes.
Because it's just after 4 o'clock, yeah. So, yeah, looking forward to it. John, it was nice talking to you. And just keep going. I really love what you're doing. It's very unique and it's something we need.
Remember, it's only the start. There are uniforms coming. There is dress-ups coming for the weather. You know, different outfits. It's going to get very interesting, the videos for the weather.
I can't wait. Can you please dress up like a tornado? I would really love to see that.
I'm actually planning to dress up like some of our top celebrities in the country and do the weather.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's nice. Have a theme for every forecast. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
That's the plan.
Jandre, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much. And we'll keep an eye on your weather forecasts and also listen to it tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock right here on E-Radio. Have a lekker day and take the weather with you. I'm actually going to play you a song right now by Crowded House. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you.
Thanks, guys. And you know what? Never mind the weather as long as we're together.
That's it. Jandre, thanks so much. Have a lekker afternoon and a good evening.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, man.